The Acquest Podcast, funds industry conversations.
Demystify funds regulation and jargon with the Acquest Academy. Tailored funds industry training programs to help you march up the learning curve. Hello and welcome to the Acquest Podcast. This is the Funds Masterclass episode where I get to tell you all about an upcoming training event that we have arranged for the 28th of June 2019. It's called Funds Masterclass and it is a one-day training event for Irish funds professionals, giving you some key technical, regulatory and compliance training. It's really designed for anybody involved in the Irish funds industry who has reason to lift up or review, God help them, the Irish funds or European funds regulatory rulebooks. As I said, it's going to be held on the 28th of June 2019. The venue is the brand new business school in Trinity College, Dublin. And this Funds Masterclass will be one of the very first events to be held there. So we're quite excited about that. I really wanted to just let you know about the agenda and what we are going to cover at the event, just so that you have a good sense for what's coming up. So as I said, it is a one day of training. It's not a conference in the sense that we won't be sitting around postulating and thinking about what might come down the tracks. It's much more focused than that. And our agenda is quite broad, but quite detailed at the same time. So the first topic we have up is CP 86, what to expect when you're being inspected. So we all know that CP 86 is in place now almost a year, and the regulator has flagged very clearly that they are on the way to inspect fund management companies and see how Mancos have implemented CP 86 in practice. So in this first session during Funds Masterclass, we want to look at what's involved in a regulatory inspection, how they operate in practice, and then think and look into what the regulator might be looking for when they come to do a CP 86 inspection, and what are the key features that they're likely to focus on, and then some hints and tips for how firms can prepare themselves so that they're in a good position to meet the regulator, address the questions that the regulator is going to have for them, and hopefully get through the process fairly easily and unscathed. The next item on the agenda then is outsourcing activities and retained responsibilities for fund administrators. So obviously outsourcing generally is a very key topic for the regulator, and the regulator is looking at it broadly across all financial services sectors at the moment, but they have been looking at outsourcing by fund administrators for a little bit of time at this stage. So for the second session of Funds Masterclass, we're going to be looking at outsourcing, but particularly fund administrator outsourcing. We want to go into the detail of the rules that are applicable. We want to look at the central bank's outsourcing discussion paper, some of the latest developments and the future direction for this, but very much in the context of the rules that apply. The next topic then is depositories and the regulation of depositories, but we're particularly interested in compliance and rules around asset segregation, record keeping and depository delegation. So we have the ESMA opinion on delegation and on segregation, which has been around a little while at this stage, but it's been transferred into EU law by means of amendments to UCITS and AIFMD, and those two amendments come into effect on the 1st of April of 2020. So in this third session, we're going to look at exactly what that means, what changes are coming through, how they're written, and refer that back to the ESMA opinion, and just think about what the regulatory impact is of all of that. The next topic then is on financial stability and investment funds. So we know that the Financial Stability Board, which sort of reports into the G20, the big group of 20 largest economies in the world, has been looking at financial stability issues pretty much since the financial crash. And they have turned their gaze to the investment funds industry. As part of that, then, they have picked out what they believe are the key risks from a financial stability perspective as they apply to asset management and the asset management sector. And those two key risks that they've identified are liquidity management and leverage. And the Financial Stability Board have been working with IOSCO, the International Organization of Securities Commissions, to develop guidelines around liquidity management and to think about how better to measure leverage in a simple and consistent manner. So in this fourth session of Funds Masterclass, we're going to go into the detail on both of those topics around liquidity management and leverage. We're going to think about them from a high level perspective in terms of what is it that makes those two topics particularly relevant from a financial stability perspective. Is there anything else out there from a financial stability perspective that might bite, and how all of that might play out in practice? But then we want to go into the approach has been taken by IOSCO and the FSB on both of those topics, and look at particularly leverage, because that's an ongoing piece. We're going to look at what they're saying on that at the moment and where that work might go. The fifth and final section then for Funds Masterclass is kind of a brief updates piece on hot topics and then an open Q&A session. So we'll be looking at wholesale conduct, which is a pretty hot topic now, given that the Central Bank of Ireland has reorganized its structure to include a specific directorate or a specific pillar on conduct. So we're going to look at wholesale conduct. We're going to look at fitness and probity. And again, the regulators issued a letter on that to all of industry in the last month. So what does that mean, and where is fitness and probity going? And that ties into the next topic, which is individual accountability. We're also going to talk about value for money, performance fees, ESG regulatory developments, and how that ties into some recent work from the European Parliament and the Commission on ESG and sustainable investing and what have you. So it's a pretty packed agenda. We've a lot to get through, but it should be a very interesting day. It is worth 5 to 6 hours of CPD, so it will be worth your while, obviously, to be there to pick up your CPD points. But it's also a wonderful opportunity to network with peers in the industry who you might not see that often, you might not see in this kind of context, which is a little bit more relaxed than your typical conferences or networking events. The whole day will be moderated and facilitated by me, Daniel Ohner. I'm the former head of the funds policy team at the Central Bank of Ireland. I was the project lead on CP86, so it is a pet interest of mine, so I'm really looking forward to the CP86 session, but I was also heavily involved in the transpositions of UCITS 4, UCITS 5, AIFMD, the creation of the Central Bank UCITS regulations and AIF rulebook, and lots of other things besides during my 7 years as a financial regulator at the Central Bank of Ireland. So as I said, I'm really looking forward to those sessions. I think that we can get a lot out of them, and there's a lot that we can tie back to the rulebooks, which I think will make it a very interesting and useful session for anybody who is able to make it along. So as I said, the session is on Friday the 28th of June 2019. We're going to kick off at 9:30 in the morning, and it'll run right through into the afternoon, so it will be a full day. The venue again is the brand new business school at Trinity College, and if you check out irishfundsmasterclass.eventbrite.com, you will have full details of the different pricing packages that are available. So there are very good rates on group tickets available, but even the single tickets are very keenly priced too. So no excuse not to come along if you're available on the 28th of June for the very first Irish Funds Masterclass hosted by Aquest. That's it, guys. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. If you have any queries or want to know a little bit more about the masterclass, just drop me a line at daniel.lawler@aquest.ie, and also check out the Eventbrite page where all of the details on the agenda, what's going to happen on the day, and the pricing structures are set out there, and also, of course, your opportunity to buy a ticket before they sell out. Look forward to seeing you in a day, and thanks very much for listening. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Aquest Academy demystifies funds regulation and jargon, helping you march up the learning curve. If you want to see how good we are at what we do, apply for free in-person 45-minute masterclass. Check out aquest.ie for more details.
The Aquest Podcast, Funds Industry Conversations.